Welcome, welcome to Military Monday. Today is Monday, February the 1st, 2016. We got a great show for you today. Military Monday is obviously the show for military members, veterans, friends, family, supporters of the U.S. military. We aim to educate, empower, and engage, and we are just a sounding board. We always have guests come in and they say, hey, how can we help you guys out? You can help us by letting us help you by getting your word out and being a hub of information for the veteran community. So that being said, we've got a great show for you today. We've got author Steve Snyder in the studio today. He's going to be talking about his book, Shot Down, The True Story of Pilot Howard Snyder and the Crew of the B-17 Susan Ruth. Incredible story. So you guys want to come.
This is AM 1170. The answer.
Welcome back to Military Mondays. I'm your host, Daniel Lehman. Military Mondays is the show for veterans, active duty, friends, family, and supporters of the U.S. military in the San Diego area. San Diego, obviously, a great military town, 250,000 veterans, 100,000 active duty approximately, and growing all the time. And every year, we have about 15,000 people get out of the military in San Diego, and about half of them stay, and for good reason. And you'd never know that by the weather this weekend, but going into a beautiful day this Monday, and we've got a great guest with us today, actually from Orange County, from the Seal Beach area. Steve Snyder is with us. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great, Daniel. Thanks a lot.
So, Steve, first of all, thanks so much for driving down, man. You braved the rush hour, kind of shot down from Orange County through Pendleton. Probably a pretty beautiful drive this morning, I would think.
Yeah, it was very pretty. Took me about 2 hours and 45 minutes, something like that.
So you'll have to grab some lunch somewhere nice on the way up or something. Thanks for coming in. Steve is the author of Shot Down, The True Story of Pilot Howard Snyder and the Crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. And so, Steve, so you were born in Pasadena.
Right.
And grew up in San Marino.
Right.
And you mentioned some interesting facts about San Marino that I didn't know, because I grew up in that area. I played basketball in San Marino and stuff, but San Marino is a neighboring kind of a beautiful area of Los Angeles. Would you call it a suburb of Los Angeles, I guess?
Right, right.
And so George Patton grew up in San Marino.
Yeah, his dad was the first mayor of the city.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Right.
San Marino, it was always a nice area. I lived in kind of the junky area.
Well, our house was right on the border of Pasadena and San Marino. If I lived one house over north, I'd be in Pasadena.
We used to go to a place called Clearman's, called Northwoods. That was our place to go.
I had a good buddy that worked there.
Yeah, if you're ever up at in San Marino, Clearman's is a great spot. So you went to UCLA.
Right.
And this book, Shot Down, is about your dad, is about Howard Snyder.
Correct, about my dad and his crew.
So what do you remember about your dad when you were young, when you were growing up?
Well, he was a pretty serious guy, very dedicated, hard worker, religious man. Mm-hmm. He was firm in his beliefs. I have two sisters. We always kind of viewed him as the John Wayne type, or if you remember James Arness from the TV show Gunsmoke.
Yep.
He was could be an intimidating guy, but a loving father and a great family man.
So was he already out of the military when you guys were growing up?
Oh, yeah. He didn't stay in long after.
Because you went to school during the Vietnam era.
Right,
went to UCLA. And what did you study in UCLA?
Economics. Got my BA in economics.
And so graduated from UCLA, and then you served 6 years in the Army National Guard.
Correct.
Was that because did your dad have any influence on your decision to go and serve in the Army National Guard?
Well, not really. They had the lottery and the draft back then,
Gotcha.
So my number was 2. So I was going to go into some form of military service, and it ended up being the National Guard, Army National Guard.
And what was your thought, I mean, on the National Guard? How would you describe your time in the National Guard? Was it a positive experience? Was it just something that you felt
I was glad I went through it. I think everyone should have some military service.
Sure.
I think it really helps form your character.
So after you got out, of the National Guard, I guess that's when you moved to Seal Beach, or did you move in that?
In that same time frame. I moved to Seal Beach in 1972, and that's where I live today.
And then you worked for Vision Service Plan.
Right.
Which what kind of company is that?
It goes by VSP, its initials. It's a company that provides vision care as an employee benefit that corporations offer their employees.
Gotcha.
Insurance for eye exams, glasses, contact lenses.
So you spent 36 years there, and now you're full-time kind of promoting this book that you wrote about your dad.
Yeah, I retired in 2009, but I'm back working full-time again.
So, but I'm sure it's kind of a labor of love, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a passion. I love it. I have so much fun doing it.
So you do speaking engagements about, history is so important and so interesting, right? Because I was watching some. There's nothing that's really new, right? I mean, all the lessons you learned from the past, all the, the great stories.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What was going on in World War II is, in a sense, kind of being repeated right now.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your book. I mean, what was your thought on doing the book? I mean, when did that thought come into your mind? Like, I should write a book about my dad's military service.
Well, the book itself, it's set within the framework of World War II in Europe. And it's about a 10-man B-17 crew whose plane was shot down over Belgium in 1944. My dad was the pilot. Mm-hmm. And it goes into a detail about what happened to each member of the crew after the plane was shot down, but also about the courageous Belgian people that risked their lives to help them. About half the book, the first half of the book kind of builds up to the fateful day, and then the second half of the book goes into detail about what happened afterwards.
Yeah, I read part of the initial chapters of the book, and it was really interesting because, again, and we mentioned this during the break, that you put a lot into the book that's actual journal entries from your dad and journal entries from some of the other crew members that even at the time when you were talking about it during the book, they didn't know they were going to be crew members, but it's built in a really interesting way that kind of ties in even stories and letters to your mom and stuff like that, right? I mean,
right. I was fortunate to have so much material. My folks kept a lot of material from the war years, the most significant being all the letters that my dad wrote to her and while he was stationed in Europe. So a lot of excerpts from those letters are in the book.
And pictures?
Yeah, there's over 200 time period photographs in the book of the people that are discussed in the book and the places where the events took place. So it gives the reader some visual contact with the story.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I mean that must have been cool for you, to kind of, or just to still have. I mean, my great-grandfather was in World War I, my grandfather was in World War II, and then my dad was in Vietnam. So it's always interesting to look back and look at some of the things. I mean, writing to your mom, I mean, that's some pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, I didn't read those letters until after I retired, and it was just fascinating reading those letters, and that's why I really became fascinated by the story, and it became my passion.
So that's what kind of drove you to write the book?
Well, as I said, I started delving into my dad's war history in more detail after I retired. And my fascination, I started reading book after book about the air war in Europe. Went on the internet and did countless hours of research. Joined various World War II organizations, going to reunions, listening to vets tell their stories, and it wasn't until 2012, actually, that I actually decided to write a book. After all my research and those years passing, I came to the conclusion that the story of my dad and his crew was so unique and so compelling that it just had to be told, and people needed to read about it.
So let's talk about that. So tell me a little. Give us a teaser about the book. So you talked about he was shot down and the courageous Belgians in this kind of underground type. I don't know if you want to call it it's like an underground system which ultimately helped him escape or evade capture.
Right, right. My dad's a central figure, but it's really about each member of the crew. When their plane was shot down, two of the crewmen died in the air battle, and the other eight bailed out. So it follows their adventures. Some became prisoners of war. My dad was missing in action for 7 months, but he evaded capture. He was hidden by various Belgian people for a time, and they could never get him out. So he finally got tired of hiding, and he joined the French resistance and started sabotaging German convoys.
That is insane.
And finally liberated by Patton's Third Army when they came up through France after D-Day. Oh, he has quite an incredible story. So.
That is incredible. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Military Mondays. We're talking with Steve Snyder about his book, Shot Down, The True Story of Pilot Howard Snyder and the Crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. Tell me about the Susan Ruth. The Susan Ruth is the name of your sister, correct?
Right. She was 1 year old at the time my dad went overseas, and as being the first pilot or commander of the plane, it was his final decision on what the plane would be named. So became the Susan Ruth.
So he was able to name the plane.
Right.
As the pilot?
Right.
Okay.
As the first pilot.
So in thinking about this, so obviously a really interesting story. Who did you write the book for? Did it start out as a personal kind of for you to pay homage to your dad, or was it something where you had an end reader in mind?
Well, I definitely wanted it to appeal to World War II buffs and historians, but I didn't want it to be just a war book for guys. I wanted to appeal to the general public, people that really didn't know that much about World War II, didn't care about the war, really. I wanted it to be a personal story about people in the human spirit that even women would enjoy reading. So the only thing I added to the book was a lot of information about the history of World War II and anecdotes about World War II to put the story in context and give it background. A lot of readers say it has the detail of a history book, but it reads like a novel.
Well, yeah. I mean, and again, a lot of those, you know, pointing back to those actual letters and stuff is really captivating to me.
Yeah, not only my dad's letters, but as you mentioned, letters from other crew members, from other family members, mothers and wives during that time.
And it also, you mentioned that half the book kind of sets the stage and half the book is afterwards. You kind of see where these people came from and what they were doing and how they got into the military. And it's really a well done book.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's really done well. I'm really pleased with reader response. That they appreciate and value the message it's meant to convey, realize and value the sacrifice of those brave young men.
When was the book first published?
It was published in August of 2014, so it's 4.5 years from the time I began my research to the time that the book was published.
And the response has been great.
Yeah, since that time it's won 16 National Book Awards.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations. And so what about a central theme or a central message? I mean, we talked about the message or the reader, but what was the thought in terms of, like, what is there one main central theme or one main central message that you'd want people to understand about your dad or from reading the book?
Yeah, really, I'd like people to grasp the sacrifice of those young men who fought and died for freedom. And really, as an extension, to appreciate the men and women that serve in the armed forces today that maintain that freedom. No other event in history affected more people than World War II. Millions died, millions were wounded, millions were left homeless. It really changed the course of America and the world forever.
Right.
At the end of the war, there were 16 million veterans, and of that, 95% are no longer with us. Mm. So it's our duty to remember their sacrifice and what they went through.
Absolutely. So since you published the book, we mentioned earlier, you go and you do speaking engagements with veterans groups, with Rotary clubs, with organizations around Los Angeles, Orange County, and hopefully coming down to San Diego also to do some speaking around this particular book and your dad's experience. So what, you know, as you go around and you do these speaking engagements, what are some of the responses, and what are some of the most rewarding experiences that you've had since coming out with the book and going out and meeting people and discussing it?
Well, I meet a lot of great people at book signings or presentations. One thing that was very rewarding is locating and developing friendships with relatives of the crew members. We have a special bond between us. One of the more remarkable things in my experience is when I found and interviewed Hans Berger, the Luftwaffe German fighter pilot that shot down my dad's plane. That was pretty remarkable. He gave me some wonderful insight about what
it was. So you met this individual that shot down your...
Well, I haven't met Hans yet. Fortunately for me, he became a translator after the war, so he speaks perfect English, and we communicated by email and telephone, but I am going to go see him this year in Munich. He's 92 years old.
That is so interesting. Well, what a great story. So if people would like to pick up the book, and they should... If you'd like to pick up the book, you can go to www.stevesnyderauthor.com, and we'll share that also on www.military-mondays.com. But that's Steve, S-T-E-V-E-S-N-Y-D-E-R, author. .com. You can go on Amazon, you can go on to Barnes & Noble, you can go anywhere else. But if you want a signed copy by Steve, you got to go to www.stevesnyderauthor.com. Super interesting. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming down and for sharing, and hopefully we can spread the word and give your dad the honor he deserves through your book.
Great. I really appreciate it, Daniel. Thanks a lot.
You got it, man. Thanks so much for coming in. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stick around.
AM 1170, The Answer. And AM 1170, TheAnswer.com.
Hey, San Diego, Craig Sewing here. Look, one of the things that nobody likes to hear is that they got bugs in their home. Almost all California homes have some sort of bug or termite problem. It's not a cool thing to have bugs running around your house, so I'm going to help you get rid of them. I want you to connect with Lloyd's Pest Control. These are our good friends of the Craig Sewing Show. They can help you. They've been in business putting bugs out of business since 1931. They'll do a free inspection for you. If you want to get your biggest investment checked out, make sure there's not bugs or termites, go to LloydPest.com. That's LloydPest.com and get a free inspection of your real estate today. Hey, Craig Sewing here. There's no shortage of commercials out there, whether it's TV, radio, even social media. Heck, I even saw an infomercial for solar. You see it everywhere these days. Well, it's because solar is important. It can reduce your electric bill. It's good for the planet. And it's just a great thing to do with your home. It can add value to it. However, there is so much misinformation. Just because somebody is out there advertising does not make them a reliable source. I want to introduce you to my good friends with Baker Electric Solar. The owner, Mike Tirico, I've got to know him really well. This is the only company that I would recommend for you to reduce your electric bill through solar energy. Such a smart move. It's time to do it. Here's how you reach out to them. BakerElectricSolar.com. BakerElectricSolar.com. They will talk to you for free. They'll give you an assessment, and they will help you reduce that electric bill. And again, this is the only group that I trust. BakerElectricSolar.com.
AM 1170. The Answer.
Paperback writer.
Back to Military Mondays. I'm your host, Daniel Lehman. Military Mondays, obviously the show for veterans, active duty, family, friends of the U.S. military here in San Diego. San Diego being a great military town. And we've got one of our favorite guests on the show right now. We've got Major Brooks, A.J. Brooks.
Dan, thanks for having me back. Usually I get one invite.
And that's it?
And that's it.
You blow it?
I don't always make a great first impression.
Man, we had fun with you, man. We're just talking kind of, you know, it's one of those easy interviews where you can just kind of rap about stuff going on. You always got great insights into things. And
it was a lot of fun. And I sort of felt like Quasimodo coming after Moses Maddox. He's so much fun. He's so, I was like, how am I supposed to follow that?
Moses is another all-star, man. And Maggie, too. Maggie, you introduced to us, and we had a great conversation around community.